You guys want to wait for him?
If we have
Getting
more minor
started, it
ones,
looks
we'll move
like.
forward.
All right.
I'll text
We'll go.
Justin.
Okay.
We can keep going.
Okay. Well, then we'll start. All right, we'll go ahead then and call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 11th. It is 2:33. We do have a quorum of the board. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Ted, your chair, you want to start?
Yep, Ted Wheeler, present.
Greg Whitehead, present.
Jared Wheeler.
MacArthur, present.
David Hutchison, we'll see you later.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. Then we'll go to the public hearing. So, board, what we'll do then with the public hearing is we'll open the public hearing. David from CLA will walk through the budget, see if you guys have any questions. We'll check to see if there's any members of the public that are here to comment on the budget or have any questions. Then we'll close the public hearing. So, with that, can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing.
Thanks, Greg.
I'll second that.
Was that Ted?
That was
Yeah.
Greg Whitehead.
Oh, double G. Nice. All right.
Nope, I'm single G. He's
You're single G and double G's MacArthur. All right. Now I know. So,
got
all
two
right.
G's on the end of his name. I have.
Ah,
He
all
has
right.
what?
Greg is GREGG. I'm GREG.
Yeah.
Single G double. Now I get it, Ted. Yeah, thank you. All
Okay.
right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, now we're in the public hearing. The public hearing is set to take any public comment regarding the 2025 budget. So, with that, I will stop sharing and turn the time over to David from CLA. David.
Right, thanks, Michael. So, from the file I just sent out this afternoon, I did notice one thing that I was missing that I just updated really quickly. So the auditing was at 7,000. I changed that to 9,000 and dropped the miscellaneous from 3,300 to 1,300. Michael, I go ahead. I went ahead and left this as 5,000 since it's above
That's
the
fine.
4,275. But that was the only change that we've had in this budget. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions you wanted to talk about or revisit here. Otherwise, I can
We,
just shoot.
yeah, is it? It's the same as the one we went over last time, right?
Right. The same as the last time with those two exceptions that I just modified. And I will resend that out right after I'm done presenting.
Okay. Excuse me, David. Do you have to let Justin Wayman in? He said he's waiting. I didn't have to be let in.
That would be
Christy.
Michael or Christy, I believe.
Yeah. Christy, could you see about letting him
Yep,
in
you
for
did.
us?
Well, here he comes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Welcome, Just.
Thank you. Sorry, Zoom decided it needed to update.
Ah, I hate when that happens. So,
Yeah.
Justin, we're just in the middle of the public hearing regarding the budget. So, board, any other questions?
I don't have any.
No questions.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I don't see any members of the public. So, with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, single G.
I'll second that, Ted Wheeler.
Thanks, Ted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, let me put back up the. All right, next up, we have the minutes from November 13th, our meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
Best as I recall, they were the same. I did review them yesterday.
Okay. So if you guys are comfortable, could I get a motion then to approve the minutes from our November 13th meeting?
Also move.
Thanks, Justin.
Second.
Which one is that? Double G?
Double G.
Yep.
Nice. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Right, that is unanimous. So next up is our budget resolution. So in Utah, we're required to approve budgets through a resolution. So this is the one we've used in years past. So what it does is approves the budget and then also sets the mill levy. We'll keep it the same at the 4 mills. So that's what we need to send to the county auditor as well as the tax commission. You guys have any questions?
I don't have any questions.
I don't.
No.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the resolution and adopt the budget?
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution and adopt the budget.
I'll second.
I wanted that one, Justin.
All right, it's all yours, buddy.
Come on, man.
All right, we'll give it to Jared.
I got it in there.
Jared wants to appear on the minutes at some point.
Yeah, exactly. So Jared gets the second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is the meeting schedule. So we have to post an annual meeting schedule. So let's bust out the calendars. Do you guys have a preference on days of the week, times? So we'll need 5 meetings, 4 of them to cover the quarterly reports or the quarterly financials. When we do the third quarter financials, we can also do the tentative budget. And then we'll need one in December to do the final budget. So basically, end of January, 1st of February would be the year end. Then for the first quarter, we're looking at the end of March, beginning of April. Third quarter would be end of October to November. And then that same meeting, we would do the tentative budget. December, we'll do the final budget with the public hearing. So do you guys want end of the month or beginning of the month? And then what day of the week works?
These second Wednesday afternoons seem pretty good. So second, is that a possibility? Second Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a time.
I like the 2:30, but I mean, I'm just thinking today worked really well. If that works for everybody else, I like that.
Fine with me.
Me as well.
I'm fine with that, except for February. It's my wife's birthday.
Okay.
It might be hard
for me.
Priorities, Dad.
Priorities.
I think he does have his
priorities. He's listening to you guys.
So, Ted, we can do it. I don't want to say without you, but we can do it without you.
Well, let's go ahead and schedule it. I don't even know what I'm doing, actually, in February. I should be here. And if we're just going out in the evening, then it'll be fine.
Okay. Now, again, this is just to get it on the calendar. And when I go through the open and public meetings training in just a minute, we have to put one out there so the public can see it.
Okay.
Now, we can always change it. We can always cancel, reschedule. We just need to post something.
All right, that sounds fine.
Okay. So can I get a motion then to approve the meeting schedule as we just discussed? Double G, you want to make it since you know the...
I can say so moved, or I can say I make a motion that we approve the second Wednesday of each month. Well, of the months that we're talking about, every other month.
It would be the third five month. Times a year.
So do I need to say the months? I mean, are we going...
No, you can just say second week of the months on Wednesday. And was it 2:30?
Yeah, 2:30. So I'll make a motion that we approve the second week of the month on Wednesday at 2:30, 5 times next year, beginning in February.
Perfect. Thanks, Greg.
And that'll be posted on the public record, right?
Yep.
Public website. Okay.
Yep. Can I take that as a second, Justin?
Yeah, second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. I'll go through the open and public meetings training. Justin, help me if you feel the need. We have to do this every year. This will count for 25. That way, if the state auditor or the outside auditors ever check, we can show the affidavit that we did it. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which requires us to conduct all business in an open and public setting. That way, the public can participate. We allow for public comment. We have to post and in the notice and posting, we have to do the place, the date, the time. We have to show on the agenda. The agenda has to have some reasonable specificity, is the way they describe it. So we'll take today as the example. I just can't list resolution on there. I would have to list that it's the budget resolution. That way, when the public looks at it, they know what we're talking about. We have an electronic meetings policy that allows us to do our meetings electronically. So with that, we have to have an anchor location. We have to have somebody at the anchor location. That way, if the public wants to go there, if they have special accommodations that we need to give them, we can. We also post the link on the agenda and notice. That way, they can participate electronically. Obviously, we need to have a quorum of the board. So, with there being five, we have to have at least three to have a quorum. We keep minutes. The meetings have to be recorded. We have 72 hours to post those on the public notice website. The written minutes are technically the official minutes. We do those draft, send them out to you for your review, and then they get approved, and that's when they become the official minutes at one of the following board meetings. There is a chance, oh, let me get back. Our requirements for posting are 24 hours for any of our meetings. For the public hearings for the budget, we do 7 days. There are some that require 10, but they probably won't ever come into play for our district. So, 7 days for our public hearings. We can do special meetings as needed. We just need to post those as well. Again, if on the annual meeting schedule that we have to post, if we need to change those, we can. Christy would send out a cancellation showing that we've changed the date. We could potentially go into a closed session, very unlikely for our district, but pretty narrow on the rules for going into a closed session. They would be if we're going to discuss any appraisals, prices, that way somebody doesn't get a competitive advantage against us, know what we're going to bid. If there's something that ties back to the development company, so there would be, they would find somebody could, we don't want them to be able to come find out trade secrets or development plans or get some competitive edge so it doesn't, cause commercial injury or trade secrets to get out, a competitive disadvantage for the development company. We could close for those. We could close for character, competency, health of any board member. Unlikely we'll ever have any employees, so it wouldn't apply. But again, competency, character, health. No employees, but you could close for collective bargaining purposes. We could close for any litigation. That way we could discuss strategies, kind of the game plan to how to deal with the litigation. If the district were ever to implement any security measures, so if we were to get security personnel, devices, implement a security plan, we could go into closed for those. If there was any criminal allegations, misconduct, fraud, we could close to discuss those and discuss the investigation. The closed meetings, we still have to do minutes, we still have to record, but all of that stays in the closed session. So, hypothetically, say we were to have done a closed session today, our next board meeting, we would have a closed session just for the minutes that we would review them and approve those. Everything that happens in a closed session stays in the closed session. The only way somebody could get access to the minutes or discussions in the closed session would be to go get a court order. Super high bar. I've never seen anybody get access to a closed session. So
I
that's
guess
pretty much
let
what
me
I
add
have.
another one on there, because I had never had this happen in 30 years until about a year ago. A future, just so you guys all know, because I know some of you sit on council, a future council can release closed meeting minutes. So if you have a closed meeting 5 years ago, say, and the next board chose to release some confidential minutes, they could do that. I
I
had
didn't
never
know
come
that.
across that before. So the town council can move to release those minutes, and I had a town council do it.
That's interesting. We should
Only
have told
once.
Randy, Horiucci when he was on the council with me. He said
Yeah.
some pretty colorful things in a few closed
I
sessions,
know.
so.
That's exactly it. I warned everybody now, watch what you say in a closed session, because a future, and the reason was is because they were talking about some water rights and they couldn't tell what the consideration of those water rights were from 5 years ago with regard to an owner. So they opened the meeting back up so they could go in and look at those minutes.
So pretty specific what they were looking for there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's you guys have any questions on the training at all? Okay. We'll list that then in the minutes, and then also if we need to, we'll do an affidavit that you guys have had the training. That covers 2025. So all right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Is there anything you guys want to bring up? Any discussions? You have questions for us? Something we need to know about?
I don't.
Okay.
All right.
So, Ted, if you'll look, and Jared, I believe you're the clerk, right?
I'm not.
No, no, I think Greg.
I think Greg.
I was
Arthur
gonna
is.
say I'd be the
Oh.
last person probably selected for
Okay.
that role, if that's
All
true.
right. That so Ted and Double G, if you'll look for me to send out the resolution, I'll do that right after the meeting. So it'll come in that right signature. So
Okay.
all right, if there's nothing else, we take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to
Adjourn.
Adjourn. Thanks, Ted.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Okay, good to see you.